RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's health radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Recently, the Environmental Working Group commissioned an action fund, and they found that four brands of children's crayons and two kids' crime scene fingerprint kits were found to contain asbestos. And this was according to a report that was released recently. And I think that what that means for parents is these were found to be from China. And I think what that means for parents is that we have to be more informed. And I think the message with this particular story, because people hear the word asbestos and they freak out, especially when it comes to their children. 28 boxes of the crayons that were listed, 4 tested positive for this. And they had the popular characters like Mickey Mouse and Power Rangers and that sort of thing. And I think what this means for parents is that we have to be informed consumers. That's the most important thing. We have to know that you can go to the Environmental Working Group website and find out more about these kinds of things, because they're a really good website. Check your consumer reports. Look on the labels of things to see, because these things seem to be coming from China. And it's happened before. So you want to, you know, make sure to read your labels. You want to look stuff up. I know it seems ridiculous that now we're going to have to look up even crayons and crime scene fingerprint games. But I think as a parent now, maybe when my kids were little, I wasn't so concerned with that. I wonder if it's going to make you, you know, a little bit nuts. You know, you want to buy your kids those little ball magnets? You can't. They're too dangerous. You want to buy them crayons? Well, now they might have asbestos. So I think that we go a little bit far and we might get a little bit nuts, but I think the main message is to absolutely stay informed and find out what you can about what you can. You know, just look at labels and go on websites. You know, even websites like Yelp have other people reporting things. So, you know, be an informed consumer. On our second story today, there is a new ship that's called the USNS Comfort, and it's a big, humongous floating hospital. It's so cool. To me, this is really, really cool. It's setting sail around South and Central America and the Caribbean. It stopped in Jamaica as the third of 11 stops. It can care for more than 100,000 patients. 100,000 patients. That's really pretty cool. And afterwards, they're even having medical stations just off the ship to set up in gymnasiums and existing clinics to provide services including pediatric care, women's health, cardiology, eye exams. So the U.S. Navy is bringing critical health care to Central and South America. It just shows what an amazing country we are. And when we pull together, and guys like Doctors Without Borders have my utmost respect. Well, this U.S. Navy latest endeavor is absolutely something that we should applaud. And it just shows what a great country we are and how we can help others if we truly pull together and do these things. And I want you to listen every Monday through Friday to Radio MD at noon Eastern as we kick off each hour long of this health radio show with the breakdown of today's top health news, but more importantly, what it means for you. You know, we're going to try and take some of these stories. We'll talk about them in a newsworthy type fashion, as you know, only I can. But then we're going to try and put it into context and say, we don't have a lot of time, but I'll do the best I can in the time that they give us. So I hope that you'll tune in. And if you have some ideas for stories, send them off to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.